happening. Okay. All right. So, first of all, I'm just going to pray for Amy. And then I'm just going to ask her some questions and for her to share her experience. But God, I just thank you for Amy. I thank you for who she is, for the daughter that she is. And I thank you, Lord God, that you have a season of walking her into more fullness. And I thank you that we're going to see Amy more clearly than we've ever seen her before. And Lord God, I just declare that you have designed her perfect and beautiful and amazing. And Lord God, we say yes to Amy. We say yes to who she is, to the gift that she is to us. And Lord God, we bless it. And we thank you for her. And Lord God, I just pray that right now that you would just relieve any nerves and anything that could make her feel uncomfortable. And I just pray that her heart would come out, that her experiences would come out, that we'd be able to see more who she is and what you've placed inside of her, God. Thank you, Lord. Bless her. Yeah. This is a day of, like, awesomeness. I'm really liking today. Okay. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So, first question. She didn't know about these beforehand, but, you know, just like, you know, just keep it. So what impact has the prophetic had on you personally?
I was thinking about this question a lot, actually, and I feel like it's a really hard question to answer because I feel like there are so many things that the prophetic has had an influence on in my life. I don't feel like my life would be at all the same as it is if it weren't for the prophetic. It's really given me a lot of encouragement and a lot of hope and a lot of direction and a lot of understanding my identity and how God sees me and a lot of frustration and confusion and sometimes anger and just it's kind of been a mix of all kinds of different things and experiences trying to process different things that I feel like God has spoken to me prophetically for myself, through other people. So it's just been a really interesting journey, kind of those ups and downs where it's been really interesting, I guess.
What's one of your first experiences with the prophetic? Do you remember?
I feel like I went to this conference that they have every year at the International House of Prayer in Kansas City. They have a conference every year at New Year's, and I'm sitting in this conference, and I'm listening to Mike Bigold talk, and I was like, oh, it's totally going to be like this. Like, as in the days of Noah, like, they're eating and drinking and whatever, like, that verse says. And seriously, like, the next thing out of his mouth and is like, yeah, it's going to be like it's in the days of Noah. And I was like, whoa, God just said the same thing to me that he just said to him. This is really weird. And I was like, whoa, does God talk to people? Does he talk to me? I feel like that was kind of like the first time when I feel like I really like heard his voice in a like personal way where I was like, something's going on here. What is this all about? And that kind of pushed me forward, excuse me, into kind of looking and understanding what is the prophetic.
Okay, so with that, so what do you feel like the purpose of the prophetic is?
I think like with most things, I feel like the purpose of the prophetic is ultimately to lead us closer to God. I mean, if we don't have a deeper understanding, revelation of who he is and who we are in him, like what's the point of what we're doing? I mean, it's, you know, prophetic is God speaking to us. And so at the end of the day, if him speaking to us doesn't draw us closer to him, then what's the point of what we're saying, I guess? You know, because we can just prophesy a bunch of good stuff about people. Oh, you're going to be really blessed. You're going to have finances. You're going to be really happy. God thinks you're great. But if it's just a bunch of stuff to make us feel better, then it's not really serving its full purpose, I think.
That's good. One of the things when you and I were having a conversation at Cafe Rio, we talked about like what people should do with a prophetic word. So a lot of prophetic words are given out and spoken. And when someone is given a prophetic word, what would be your advice? Like, what should we actually do with that word?
I would say the first thing to do would be either record it or write it down, because it's really important to be able to go back and see different things that God is speaking to you. But then to really pray about it and really talk to God about it, because not every prophetic word you're going to get is going to be right on. You know, it might be for something further on down the road that you don't really understand yet. I would just really take it and really pray about it. It's just important that you take responsibility for what you do with that word, you know? It's not just like, oh, well, God's going to bless you financially. And then you're like, great, I'm going to go buy a new car, a new house, and put a bunch of stuff on my credit card because God's going to give me all this money. It's like, no, how about you be financially responsible so that God has someone that he can entrust with finances? So things like having wisdom, praying about what the word says, what it means, what it looks like. A lot of times it's not, you know, oh, well, God's going to bless you financially. Okay, well, what does that look like? Am I going to start a business? Am I going to save? Am I going to get an inheritance? You know, am I going to get a raise at my job? What is that? It can look like a lot of different things that you have to take action yourself to do. So just being prayerful about that process. And then just going back and listening and, you know, God, what did you say? And seeing like the patterns in different words. Because there'll be times where I haven't listened to any of my prophetic words in a while, and I'll sit down and I'll listen to all of them, and it takes a long time. But I'll listen to all of them. It's like, wait, you said something about that there and there and there. Oh, maybe I really am going to write a book. Kind of thought that was kind of weird, but you keep saying it to different people who are completely unrelated, like, not, you know, different influence, different spheres, different cities, different churches, mm-hmm. where it's like you can kind of start to see patterns and things that will come up, and it's like, yeah, God's confirming this. He's saying it again and again. So that can be a really beneficial part of keeping track, writing it down, listening to it over again, and just encouraging yourself too. Like, yeah, God is saying things to me. I need to be prayerful and have hope and continue walking in this journey, because he is saying it. Like, he's going to be faithful to what he's saying.
So tell me a time when you received a prophetic word that you knew was not from God. And what that felt like and what you did with it, and how you knew, you're like, this is not right.
So the first thing that comes to mind, I was at this, it was like, there was a guy who came to town. He was some famous prophetic healing guy from India. He had like an orphanage and he did a ministry school. Really awesome stuff, really interesting, all the stuff that he had stories of, you know, orphans getting saved and miracles and healings and all of this stuff, like all these crazy testimonies. Really radical guy, really awesome. We went into a time of worship after that, and he was going to pray for people. And so I'm in the back, I'm having a great time, I'm dancing, I'm just like feeling God really great. And everybody else is going up and getting prayed for. And I'm like, you know what, I don't think I need to go get prayed for. I'm having a great time with the Lord. I don't know why, I just don't think he needs to pray for me. My friend's like, come on. He's like, you haven't gotten prayed for. Like, I see you back here. Like, you're not getting out of this. Like, come on. And I'm like, no, it's like, no, what are you doing? Like, you gotta get prayed for. Everybody's getting prayed for. I'm like, oh, everybody's getting prayed for. You know, all right, fine. This guy starts praying for me, and he starts praying the most disgusting, hurtful things I could have ever imagined. Like, he just starts praying about how, like, he can't even pray for me because I have all of this horrible baggage and that I need to go get help and I need to deal with these things and, like, all of this stuff. And it was just, like, the presence of God was gone. And I was, like, crying. I felt depressed and frustrated and, like, this guy can't even pray for me. I'm so messed up. Like, how messed up do you have to be for somebody to not even be able to pray for you? Like, what in the world? And I was just like, okay, this is why God told me not to go get prayed for, because what the heck? I don't even understand what just happened. And so I was driving home and I was like, I do not feel good. I do not feel right. This is not, there's something going on in the spirit that is just not okay right now. And I called my friend who made me go get prayer because I was like, this is your fault. You need to fix this. I call him up and I was like, dude, do you want to know the things this guy was praying for me? And he was like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Like, and he just kind of prayed through kind of like some sozo kind of stuff that we kind of do at Encounter and just like, you know, releasing some things in the spirit and like really speaking truth of how God sees me and who God thinks I am. And yeah, I would suggest getting some prayer if you get anything really weird.
So it sounds like in what you're saying, like your spirit felt it. Like
yeah.
you knew that like this wasn't this wasn't uplifting you, this wasn't helping you. This you could feel it in your spirit.
Yeah, there was a definite heaviness and you can feel definitely could feel it in the spirit. And I mean that's different than just somebody being a little bit off where you're like, oh, I don't really think I'm gonna write a book. Okay, sure. Like that is definitely something where it's like this is not the Spirit of God that is speaking to me right now. So, I guess, I don't know if that was too extreme.
No, that's good.
The question you were asking.
So now, what about a word that you were given and you're like, you've seen it had an impact on your life? Like, what's a word that you know has transformed and encouraged and uplifted you?
So I was at this conference and Sean Bolts was praying, speaking, and he started prophesying over people and he called me out and he starts praying over me. And one of the things that he prayed was that like I'm seen and I'm not forgotten, and that he actually spoke off a spirit of death because I felt so unimportant that it was like, my life is not worth living, like nobody even cares. And he was like, no, we celebrate you and we're glad for the day you were born. And he had everybody sing happy birthday to me. Yeah.
Wow.
That's
awesome.
And like ever since then, I see my birthday on the clock all the time. And it's like God's little like, hi, glad you're here. Hi.
Your birthday's not 11/11, is it?
No.
Okay.
It would that.
I see that all the time too.
I see that too. That's one of them. There's like three or four that I see a lot, but my birthday is one of them, and I never used to see it before that. But it's always just like a little like, hi.
So the difference in feeling, what you felt when that word, which was you believe was from God, what was the feeling? What did you feel?
I felt very encouraged and loved, and important, valued, definitely, yeah, different than pretty much the opposite of what's wrong with me, oh my gosh, like, all this other, like, negativity.
What are some of the things that you did to start to learn to hear God's voice?
So, the first thing I did was I took a couple of classes to specifically be trained in the prophetic, and it started with kind of just talking about what is the prophetic, what does that look like, what are different aspects of it, how do different people function in that, you know, what's the difference between the gift of prophecy and the office of a prophet, stuff like that. And then it kind of went into just being activated and being encouraged to hear God for myself. And doing a lot of different exercises and a lot of practice to just really be able to hear God's voice in a safe place where you could get feedback like, hey, does that make sense to you? No? Okay. Well, can you ask more questions and see if God gives you more that would make more sense? That totally was something God said to me a couple months ago. So just kind of really getting that practice and that foundation to kind of understand too, God speaks to different people differently, and understanding what his voice sounds like when he talks to me. I mean, obviously everything is based on his word and who he is, but some people he gives verses, some people he gives pictures, some people he gives just a thought or an idea or a feeling. Some people feel physical sensations, you know, they'll feel heat or they'll feel tingling in a certain part of their body that means different things when God does those things. So just a learning and experiencing kind of what that looks like and how to function in that when he starts speaking.
That's good. How do we protect people's hearts when giving prophetic words?
So one of the first things that they told me when I was learning how to prophesy was no dates, mates, I forget what the third one was, but it was like dates and mates, and you know, don't prophesy the problem either. So most of the time, stick to things that are encouraging, uplifting. If you get something like, you know, God tells you that this person is really depressed, you don't really need to prophesy that to them, because that's, one, they probably already know that, you know, and it's like, wow, thanks, God thinks I'm really screwed up and messed up. Like, that's not helpful to the situation. Mm-hmm. So if you get things that are negative, ask God what he's going to do and bring into that. It's like, God says you're really anxious. God wants to bring you more peace. God wants to reveal the part of him that you can trust him, and he's the one who stands and says, peace be still to the storm. You know, so it's like you can take those things, even if he shows you things that are negative or hard or a problem, to really frame those in a way that's going to still be uplifting and encouraging. And then just like I said, not giving super directional words, because most people don't get that kind of stuff. You know, January 20th, 2020, you're going to move to Africa, and on December 3rd, you're going to meet your husband, and stuff like that can just be really damaging to people. And if you feel like you get that stuff, to just keep it in prayer. You know, you can encourage them, like, in a way that's not so super specific. Or, you know, take it to somebody who has that sort of gift in the prophetic and say, hey, you know, what do you think about this? What do you think this is from God? And just staying accountable to that, too, where it's like, okay, if I pray something and it's obviously very specific that this did not happen, going back and saying, you know, I'm sorry I was wrong. I'm sorry that, you know, I thought that I was hearing something, but I didn't hear it this way. And I think in that way, you can kind of alleviate a lot of the potential pitfalls and landmines that come up, you know? Yeah.
So with that, I mean, going back to when Sean Bowles gave you that word, I mean, the thing that he was doing was he said other than what you felt. You already felt like you were alone. You felt that your life had no purpose. And so he spoke into you the other.
Right, exactly.
And so I think that's a big thing with the prophetic, is that when we get words, it combats what we really are feeling in that moment to be able to elevate us into what God has for us, right? So you mentioned about, you know, protecting people and checking it. And one of the things that Sean Bowles talks about a lot is that he actually follows up. He tries to with every single person that he gives an actual prophetic word to. He's very careful. And Sean Bolt, like, he's in the office of a prophet. Like, that's a different thing. And we'll go over kind of what that means, you know, some other time. But he's in the office of a prophet, and he makes sure that he calls people up. He follows through with them to see if things actually happen. Because he wants to check, like you were saying, he wants to check if that actually happened. And if it doesn't, to say, hey, I'm sorry that didn't happen. I heard wrong. And to take ownership for that, because a lot of prophetic words are given out that have done a lot of damage to people because they didn't take place. I remember somebody who gave me a word way, way back, I was probably like 20, and said, like, you're in the near future, you're going to find your wife, and she's going to cherish your heart. Well, it sounds awesome. That's what I want. I would love to find a woman that cherishes my heart, you know? In the near future. Well, that was 16 years ago. I am still single, you know, like, and not because of anything that I've done, you know what I mean? Like, and so it was very hard for me in that. It actually caused some pain to say, like, hey, God has somebody for you. Well, great. But to say in the near future, we have to be careful with those time frames and those things. Sean Bowles will give dates, and he will give numbers. And if you watch Azusa now, like, he'll call things out, and he knows but people, he's like, what does this number mean anything to you? That's my social security number.
You know, like,
I mean, he knows things like that, and he'll like say things out, and he gets that knowledge, but he has what's called a prophetic angel that actually gives him those words, and he's in the office of a prophet, and I don't think that make you all weird and stuff, but like, it's different kind of what he has and what he carries. And there are other people who are in the office of a prophet as well, and figuring out if that's you. All of us can walk in prophecy. All of us can hear. And so, this next week, what would you encourage for us to try?
Ooh,
I didn't put this on our question
sneaky
thing. We're going to start to try what are called activations and actually do things and just see what God does with it. So.
Okay, so if you ever pray, which and you have certain people that you tend to pray for, ask God this week if there's somebody, you know, that in your life that you know that could use some encouragement, and see who he says, and then ask him what he wants to encourage them with, and call him up. Calling's better than texting. Call him up, and, you know, just encourage them and see what they say. Like, hey, you know, God just told me to pray for you, and I felt like he wanted to encourage you with this, and might be surprised that what happens.
Okay, so that's your assignment, to encourage somebody this week, and don't overthink it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Ask God for something, and just go with it. You know, like, Micah's called me up on a few different times, or sent me a message, he's all, I was praying for you, he's all, I was praying all the, like, normal things, and God just said, he's really loves you. That's what he gave me, and I needed that so bad. It was so simple, and he's like, I know it's not a lot, you know, but like, that meant so much to me, because right around that time, Mary Beth had a word for me about a tree, this like elaborate word, but like both of them came together, just like God sees me, and he loves me, and cherishes me, and I needed those words in that time, and he heard from God, and he went with it, and we all hear things like, sometimes you guys will get texts because I'm actually thinking about you in that moment. And I'm like, oh, okay, here. And I'm like, I've started to do that with my mom and different friends. It's just like, hey, this is what I'm kind of feeling. And I'm not as good with calling, but I'm going to try to call. That'll be a better way to
communicate. More personal.
More personal. Better way to communicate.
If you have to, you can text.
But we're gonna finish up here soon, because I know some people have, who's leaving to go to the Super Bowl? I'm not, but like, anybody going to go to the Super Bowl game? Yeah. Yeah, so some people want to. It's okay, Cody. Own it. Own it.
We'll end early for you.
So we're gonna be finishing up, but one of the things in those, when are those seasons that you feel like you're, let me rephrase that. What are some things that you do that foster you hearing more as opposed to other times when you feel like you don't get as much? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because we've all had our ups and downs in life. So yeah. When are those times that you feel most connected?
I feel most connected when I'm most connected. but I mean that in the sense of, like, when I'm in community, when I'm meeting up with other believers regularly, when I'm fellowshipping with people, when I'm having worship time with God, when I'm in the presence of God and I'm around other people who are in the presence of God, is really when it, I feel like it happens more. And one of the good ways, if you want to grow in your prophetic gift, is to be around people who are prophetic. You know, like, literally stand next to them, because, like, the anointing transfers and the atmosphere, you know, there is atmosphere and there's prophetic anointings that happen. And so it's like, I love being around Tommy, because Tommy, you know, he feels the presence of God. Mm-hmm. And I can feel that. And then it's like, clicks on, and I'm like, oh, now I'm feeling the presence of God. Now we're having a little party over here, you know? And then somebody else starts feeling the presence of God, because now you have two people who are activated in the presence. And then it's like, okay, well, now Josh is prophesying and praying for people. And the more you can be around people who are doing it and who are bringing that atmosphere and that spirit into, you know, on earth as it is in heaven, the more that you can kind of tap into some of those things. Because it does, like, it does. You can kind of, like, put yourself in that atmosphere. I remember it was really funny. I was at this conference, and I was like, man, I really want to dance. Or I just don't feel like I want to dance. It's this weird feeling, and I just don't feel like I'm very good at it. And they had a dance team at this conference, and they, like, they weren't actually doing a performance at the time, but they were just kind of all dancing like off to the side, and I was like, I'm gonna go stand over by those guys. And because it'll look less weird if they're all dancing and I'm just kind of dancing too. Because I was like, everyone's gonna look at me, kind of like you were saying. And you could just, all of a sudden, I'm just like, I'm dancing. I'm like, I don't even know I knew how to do this. Like, this is great. Like, and I'm following along with them and they're doing all this crazy. And I'm like, this is crazy because there is like an anointing for dance right here. And like, because I like moved into that, like, I had so much more, I felt like. It was really cool. So, literally stand next to people who are praying and prophesying and carry the Spirit of God. It helps.
Awesome.
Sweet.
Okay, I'm gonna stop this thingy. Bye, everyone.
Bye.